Chizik and Chasidus number 7, Alun Shvi Lunishmas Daniel Astar Basaleaz Yisrael Levi. Tzfilah, insights and advice from Rabbi Nachman HaKadosh, the great grandson of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Rabbi Nachman writes in Sichos Aran, a number Samach Vav 66, he gives us three pieces of advice on how to daven. He says the first piece of advice, he says, L'spal b'koach gadol, l'hachnis kol kocho b'dibur ha'tfilah. When you daven, make sure to put your whole essence into it. Make sure you put your whole being into your tefillah. Don't just sit there. You have to move around. Call it mostly tamarna. You have to put your whole essence. You can't just be sitting there and just expect davening to be able to come to you. You got to put yourself into kol kochos. Like if you ever davened in Yerushalayim, you're a kodesh. And the Kalin Stalin, you mamash feel everyone's mamash into their tefillah. So the first idea, b'koyach gadol, you have to put your whole essence into it. You have to put everything into it. Kind of reminds me of the idea from Rav Soloveitchik. He says that's why. While we say Adon Olam at the end of davening on Shabbos, why we say Adon Olam? He says, even when we're finished davening, we're never done davening. We're pulling our whole essence into it. Kaveh Hashem Chazak, he means Tidecho the Kaveh Hashem. The Gemara in Bracha says, you turn to Hashem, it didn't work out, you daven again. That's what the Rav Soloveitchik says when it comes to davening. Davening, you put your whole kochos into it, no matter what. The second idea Rabbi Nachman said so practically. He says, sometimes you're not feeling it. Sometimes you're not fearing it. And you're not feeling, you're tired, you're weak. You're not just not feeling it. You know what Rabbi Nachman says? You have to force yourself. Force yourself to daven. Sha'odim tzorach la'achriach atzma ma'olot tefillah. At the end of the day, you're not feeling it. You fake it till you make it, says Rabbi Nachman. Rak adraba, tzricha la'achriach atzma ma'ol ma'ol b'chol kochas ha'tefillah. At the end of the day, when you fake it, that actually will help you make it as well. When you, like the psychologists tell us, when you're feeling sad and you fake smile, try right now for 3 seconds, fake smile, you actually, it makes you a little happy, says Rabbi Nachman. When you're not feeling it and you still force yourself to davening, it'll help you daven as well. That's it's number two. One, put your whole kochas into davening. Two, even when you're not feeling it, do your best to force yourself. Shelo lishma, balishma. And then number three, he says such a powerful statement. He says you have to make sure that you're able to hear your words when you're davening. At the end of the day, you have to put your whole essence and your whole 5 senses in when it comes to davening. When you daven out loud, you literally cause yourself to hear the holy words of tefillah. And says Rabbi Nachman, we can't just say the words to ourselves. We have to speak up the words that we should build our ears and everything around us. Obviously, to be sent to the people next to us. But it's so important that our ears should be able to hear the words. You put your whole essence and all your senses into the davening. With these three eights, Rabbi Nachman, number one, kol kochos. You put all your energy into davening. Number two, fake it till you make it, even if you're not feeling it. Number three, to putting all your people should be able to hear yourself and you're davening through beautiful eitzas. Rabbi Nachman, zuchus yogin aleinu, on how to daven. What a beautiful insight. Rabbi Nachman, sichus haran, samech vav shkoich.